This is the reading for February 5th, Psalm 36. Sin speaks to the wicked in their hearts. They have no fear of God. They think too much of themselves, so they don't see their sin and hate it. Their words are wicked lies. They are no longer wise or good. At night, they make evil plans. What they do leads to nothing good. They don't refuse things that are evil. Lord, your love reaches to the heavens, your loyalty to the skies. Your goodness is as high as the mountains. Your justice is as deep as the great ocean. Lord, you protect both people and animals. God, your love is so precious. You protect people in the shadow of your wings. They eat the rich food in your house, and you let them drink from your river of pleasure. You are the giver of life. Your light lets us enjoy life. Continue to love those who know you and to do good to those who are good. Don't let proud people attack me and the wicked force me away. Those who do evil have been defeated. They are overwhelmed. They cannot do evil any longer. Exodus chapter 21. Then God said to Moses, "These are the laws for living that you will give to the Israelites. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he will serve you for 6 years. In the seventh year, you are to set him free, and he will have to pay nothing. If he is not married when he becomes your slave, he must leave without a wife. But if he is married when he becomes your slave, he may take his wife with him. If the slave's master gives him a wife, and she gives birth to sons or daughters, the woman and her children will belong to the master. When the slave is set free, only he may leave. But if the slave says, 'I love my master, my wife, and my children, and I don't want to go free,' then the slave's master must take him to God. The master is to take him to a door or door frame and punch a hole through the slave's ear using a sharp tool. Then the slave will serve that master all his life. If a man sells his daughter as a slave, the rules for setting her free are different from the rules for setting the male slaves free. If the master wanted to marry her but then decided he was not pleased with her, he must let one of her close relatives buy her back. He has no right to sell her to foreigners because he has treated her unfairly. If the man who bought her promises to let the woman marry his son, he must treat her as a daughter. If the man who bought her marries another woman, he must not keep his first wife from having food or clothing or sexual relations. If he does not give her these three things, she may go free, and she owes him no money. Anyone who hits a person and kills him must be put to death. But if a person kills someone accidentally, God allowed that to happen, so the person must go to a place I will choose. But if someone plans and murders another person on purpose, put him to death, even if he has run to my altar for safety. Anyone who hits his father or his mother must be put to death. Anyone who kidnaps someone and either sells him as a slave or still has him when he is caught must be put to death. Anyone who says cruel things to his father or mother must be put to death. If two men argue and one hits the other with a rock or with his fist, the one who is hurt but not killed might have to stay in bed. Later, if he is able to get up and walk around outside with his walking stick, the one who hit him is not to be punished, but he must pay the injured man for the loss of his time, and he must support the injured man until he is completely healed. If a man beats his male or female slave with a stick, and the slave dies on the spot, the owner must be punished. But if the slave gets well after a day or two, the owner will not be punished, since the slave belongs to him. Suppose two men are fighting and hit a pregnant woman, causing the baby to come out. If there is no further injury, the man who caused the accident must pay money, whatever amount the woman's husband says and the court allows. But if there is further injury, then the punishment that must be paid is life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, and bruise for bruise. If a man hits his male or female slave in the eye and the eye is blinded, the man is to free the slave to pay for the eye. If a master knocks out a tooth of his male or female slave, the man is to free the slave to pay for the tooth. If a man's bull kills a man or woman, you must kill that bull by throwing stones at it, and you should not eat the bull. But the owner of the bull is not guilty. However, suppose the bull has hurt people in the past, and the owner, though warned, did not keep it in a pen. Then, if it kills a man or woman, the bull must be stoned to death, and the owner must also be put to death. But if the family of the dead person accepts money, the one who owned the bull may buy back his life, but he must pay whatever is demanded. Use this same law if the bull kills a person's son or daughter. If the bull kills a male or female slave, the owner must pay the master the price for a new slave, or 12 ounces of silver, and the bull must also be stoned to death. If a man takes the cover off a pit or digs a pit and does not cover it, and another man's ox or donkey comes and falls into it, the owner of the pit must pay the owner of the animal for the loss. The dead animal will belong to the one who pays. If a man's bull kills another man's bull, they must sell the bull that is alive. Both men will get half of the money and half of the bull that was killed. But if a person's bull has hurt another animal in the past and the owner did not keep it in a pen, that owner must pay bull for bull, and the dead animal is his. Exodus chapter 22. If a man steals a bull or a sheep and kills or sells it, he must pay back 5 bulls for the 1 bull he stole and 4 sheep for the 1 sheep he stole. The robber who is caught must pay back what he stole. If he owns nothing, he must be sold as a slave to pay for what he stole. If the stolen animal is found alive with the robber, he must give the owner 2 animals for every animal he stole, whether it was a bull, donkey, or sheep. If a thief is killed while breaking into a house at night, the one who killed him is not guilty of murder. But if this happens during the day, he is guilty of murder. If a man lets his farm animal graze in his field or vineyard, and it wanders into another man's field or vineyard, the owner of the animal must pay back the loss from the best of his crop. Suppose a man starts a fire that spreads through the thorn bushes to his neighbor's field. If the fire burns his neighbor's growing grain or grain that has been stacked, or if it burns his whole field, the person who started the fire must pay for what was burned. Suppose a man gives his neighbor money or other things to keep for him, and those things are stolen from the neighbor's house. If the thief is caught, he must pay back twice as much as he stole. But if the thief is never found, the owner of the house must make a promise before God that he has not stolen his neighbor's things. Suppose 2 men disagree about who owns something, whether ox, donkey, sheep, clothing, or something else that is lost. If each says, "This is mine," each man must bring his case to God. God's judges will decide who is guilty, and that person must pay the other man twice as much as the object is worth. Suppose a man asks his neighbor to keep his donkey, ox, sheep, or some other animal for him, and that animal dies, gets hurt, or is taken away without anyone seeing what happened. That neighbor must promise before the Lord that he did not harm or kill the other man's animal, and the owner of the animal must accept his promise made before God. The neighbor does not have to pay the owner for the animal. But if the animal was stolen from the neighbor, he must pay the owner for it. If wild animals killed it, the neighbor must bring the body as proof, and he will not have to pay for the animal that was killed. If a man borrows an animal from his neighbor and it gets hurt or dies while the owner is not there, the one who borrowed it must pay the owner for the animal. But if the owner is with the animal, the one who borrowed it does not have to pay. If the animal was rented, the rental price covers the loss. Suppose a man finds a woman who is not pledged to be married and has never had sexual relations with a man. If he tricks her into having sexual relations with him, he must give her family the payment to marry her, and she will become his wife. But if her father refuses to allow his daughter to marry him, the man must still give the usual payment for a bride who has never had sexual relations. Put to death any woman who does evil magic. Put to death anyone who has sexual relations with an animal. Destroy completely any person who makes a sacrifice to any god except the Lord. Do not cheat or hurt a foreigner, because you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Do not cheat a widow or an orphan. If you do, and they cry out to me for help, I certainly will hear their cry, and I will be very angry and kill you in war. Then your wives will become widows, and your children will become orphans. If you lend money to one of my people who is poor, do not treat him as a money lender would. Charge him nothing for using your money. If your neighbor gives you his coat as a promise for the money he owes you, you must give it back to him by sunset, because it is the only cover to keep his body warm. He has nothing else to sleep in. If he cries out to me for help, I will listen, because I am merciful. You must not speak against God or curse a leader of your people. Do not hold back your offering from the first of your harvest and the first wine that you make. Also, you must give me your firstborn sons. You must do the same with your bulls and your sheep. Let the firstborn males stay with their mothers for 7 days, and on the eighth day you must give them to me. You are to be my holy people. You must not eat the meat of any animal that has been killed by wild animals. Instead, give it to the dogs.
Chapter 23.
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees teach with Moses' authority. So be careful to do everything they tell you, but don't follow their example, because they don't practice what they preach. They make loads that are hard to carry and lay them on the shoulders of the people. However, they are not willing to lift a finger to move them. They do everything to attract people's attention. They make their headbands large and the tassels on their shawls long. They love the place of honor at dinners and the front seats in synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have people call them rabbi. But don't make others call you rabbi, because you have only one teacher and you are all followers. And don't call anyone on earth your father, because you have only one father and he is in heaven. Don't make others call you a leader, because you have only one leader, the Messiah. The person who is greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever honors himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be honored. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. You don't enter it yourselves, and you don't permit others to enter when they try. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cross land and sea to recruit a single follower. And when you do, you make that person twice as fit for hell as you are. How horrible it will be for you, you blind guides! You say, to swear an oath by the temple doesn't mean a thing, but to swear an oath by the gold in the temple means a person must keep his oath. You blind fools! What is more important, the gold or the temple that made the gold holy? Again you say, to swear an oath by the altar doesn't mean a thing, but to swear an oath by the gift on the altar means a person must keep his oath. You blind men, what is more important, the gift or the altar that makes the gift holy? To swear an oath by the altar is to swear by it and by everything on it. To swear an oath by the temple is to swear by it and by the one who lives there. And to swear an oath by heaven is to swear by God's throne and the one who sits on it. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give God one-tenth of your mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected justice, mercy, and faithfulness. These are the most important things in Moses' teachings. You should have done these things without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain gnats out of your wine, but you swallow camels. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of cups and dishes, but inside they are full of greed and uncontrolled desires. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cups and dishes, so that the outside may also be clean. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed graves that look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead people's bones and every kind of impurity. So on the outside you look as though you have God's approval, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of those who had God's approval. Then you say, if we had lived at the time of our ancestors, we would not have helped to murder the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead, finish what your ancestors started. You snakes, you poisonous snakes, how can you escape being condemned to hell? I'm sending you prophets, wise men, and teachers of the scriptures. You will kill and crucify some of them. Others you will whip in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. As a result, you will be held accountable for all the innocent blood of those murdered on earth, from the murder of righteous Abel to that of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. I can guarantee this truth, the people living now will be held accountable for all these things. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone to death those sent to you. How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Your house will be abandoned, deserted. I can guarantee that you will not see me again until you say, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord."